Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, aging and racking.
Well, good evening. It's Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port again, discussing tonight the aging and the racking of our ports as they are maturing here in Porto. The idea, of course, of aging is fairly straightforward. Remember, we discussed last week that we make that selection fairly early on as to whether something is going to be a late bottle vintage or an aged tawny, and having made that decision, we then put it in the wood in a vat or a cask respectively, and those ports then will sit and age. Now, that seems a very passive activity, but of course, and the reason we do it, of course, down here in Porto is that we've got the better climatic conditions. But those climatic conditions do vary from year to year. Some years will get hotter and drier. Some years it'll be very humid. And so we have to really accompany these ports as they're aging, monitoring them, seeing how they're evolving in order to make sure that they are going to be perfect when they're ready to bottle.